We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is normally this time of year, a Football Friday. All eyes are on the Jets and Giants. You're only still in the first 2 months of the season. Ooh, are they going to win? Ooh, what's going to happen? Ooh. Not this year. Matter of fact, not last year. I can't remember the last year that a Halloween game or the week before Halloween actually meant something in this town. And for me, I think the Jets and Giants are both going to win. I just haven't figured out how yet. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, bud?
Yeah. Look, we all know the realities of both teams. What bothers me, what I want badly this weekend, is I want to beat the freaking Patriots,
yeah,
dude.
I'm with you on that.
Do you understand how bad this stretch has been in terms of the one-sidedness?
Yeah, of course I do.
So, like, I get it, and I'm not telling you Jets beat the Patriots. I'm going to start believing they're going to win 8 or 9 games or the season's going to turn around. You're right. Let's face it. The Giants and Jets are dead. But on a Jet level, I am so sick and tired of being the nail to their hammer. I'm done.
That's a weird one.
A nail to the hammer. Get it? So a nail.
Yeah, I get it.
Hammered.
It just caught me by surprise a little bit.
You kind of like it.
Only because I was just outside the building. I went to go get a cup of soup because I like getting cups of soup this time of year. Frankly, all times of year, I like getting cups of soup. And there was a guy with a hammer who was waving the hammer violently at all passersby, blaming the Jews for something. And yelling and screaming and MFing everyone. And he broke a bottle in front of the soup place. And I made a life decision that, not just because I'm Jewish, but because I don't need soup that badly, that I would not get my pregame soup. And I would avoid the crazy man with the hammer. So I'm sorry, when you said hammer
it
now,
caught you off guard.
It caught me off guard because I was nearly attacked. And go out on Hudson Street right now. Yeah. Like, I'm not making it up.
I'm not doing it.
There's a guy out there holding a hammer in one hand. He's got a hat in the other hand, like a wool hat, like a winter beanie kind of hat.
Right.
And welcome to New York. Yeah.
Welcome to New York.
I love New York, my favorite city in the world. I lived in the city for a decade. I currently live in New Jersey, but I work in New York City.
Sure, sure.
And every once in a while, you do have to be reminded about New York City, the uniqueness.
Yes.
What makes New York special? A hammer-wielding anti-Semite who's yelling and screaming at every human being that walks past him. And he has not left the block that we're on. It's King and Charlton. And he hasn't gone past King, and he hasn't gone past Charlton. He's here.
Well, good luck to Moose and Maggie, who've left the building.
I'm not sure if he's here because you said something, or
I said something.
Or maybe he's a big fan of Boomer and Geo.
Maybe.
Maybe he's pissed that Moose left the Knick game early.
Maybe that's it.
But there is a guy wielding a hammer outside our building who's pissed at the Jews and a lot of other people. And I just wanted a cup of soup.
Boy, I am really sorry for using that hammer nail analogy.
Like, I'm minding my business. I want a cup of soup. They've got buffalo chicken soup. I'm a simple guy.
Sure.
You know, I don't know. Maybe he would know that I'm Jewish. I don't know what it is. Maybe he's a disgruntled Yankee fan who's pissed that Aaron Boone is back. We got lots of things to complain about, and that bothers me on a Friday because I want to focus on the good stuff. The New York Jets are going to wake up Monday morning. We as Jet fans, you and I are in lockstep on that. As fans,
yeah,
they're going to be in second place. How are they going to get there? Knock on wood, fingers crossed. Like Robert Saleh said yesterday, it's put up or shut up time.
You know, if you could guess this correctly, maybe I'll give you something else, kind of like the Keith Van Horn question. If you go back to this 11-game losing streak, and you did the math, and you had to guess, on average, what has been the average final score of Jet-Patriot games in Foxborough over the course of this stretch of games? If you just had to guess, what would you come up with?
Like, what would be your guess? Specifically over the 11 straight?
So over the 11
straight.
Is that
straight, what you're asking? Just so I know the question.
Yeah. Six have been in MetLife. Five of them have been in Gillette. Let's just use the Gillette ones because that's where the Jets are going. Over the course of those five games, on average, what do you think the final score has averaged out to be?
Just tell me the date of the first loss. Just so I get in my mind so I can process.
The date, I would say it was the 16 season. I think that's when this whole thing started.
That's when it started?
They won a game late in the 15 season, and I think that was the last time they beat the Patriots. Remember, they've lost 11 straight games, and since the playoff game, it's actually 19 out of 21. 19 out of 20? One. Okay, go ahead.
I mean, we're averaging less than 20.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been a couple games I know we did score more than 20, but I would say in that 11-game streak, Jets have averaged, I'll make up a number, 13.
That's really sweet of you.
Am I close?
They have been, relatively, they have been outscored by an average of 30 to 11.
Yeah, but that's what Tom Brady on the Super Bowl-bound AFC Championship guarantee.
What about the last season didn't include Tom Brady?
But overall, you asked 11 games.
This first game of the season didn't include Tom Brady when they played each other a few weeks ago.
25 to 6,
and if you take the average at Gillette, they've been outscored, I'm not kidding, this isn't a joke, 32 to 8. 32 to 8. So I just want you to have in perspective.
I'm good with it. We're going to win the game anyway. It's a letdown game. I told you that.
A letdown. They lost.
It's a letdown game.
What are they letting down from? They lost.
Because they played good enough to win. They thought they had won. It's kind of like they won, but they didn't. They gave up 500 yards.
It's kind of like they won.
It's kind of like they
lost.
I know, but it's kind of like they
won. Look, you're right, though. In fairness, a lot of these games include Tom Brady. You're 100%
you have
right.
To count
the
that,
point
right?
I'm trying to make is that this one-sidedness has been historic. Like, this hasn't been, the Jets can't beat the Patriots. This has been, the Patriots have kicked our ass by a lot, consistently, for years and years and years. It's 11 straight. It's 19 of 21. We're never competitive. You remember what happened when Zach Wilson saw the Belichick defense a couple of weeks ago? So I want to be optimistic. I want to end this.
So be optimistic.
How?
I'm going to walk you through because I've been thinking about this all day until I got almost attacked by a man with a hammer today. Zach Wilson in that first game threw four interceptions.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Zach Wilson's going to be better.
Yes,
he's not going to throw four interceptions. So let's start agreeing on those types of things, right?
Yes, he won't throw four interceptions.
Matt Jones, I mean, didn't throw over 200 yards in the game. You know, defensively, the Jets actually played pretty well up until, what was it, the Harris touchdown run, right?
Right, late.
The 26-yard run.
Oh, no, that was right in the second half when 15 guys missed him. Remember that one?
So they overall, I think our defense is playing fantastic. I think the defense, now that you've seen this team once already, I think that benefits us.
Mm-hmm.
Mac Jones has not shown that he's the wonder kid that a lot of people thought he was going to be.
Well, they haven't asked Mac Jones to do a lot. And that's not a knock on Mac Jones. That's the decisions they've made.
So I view it this way. Low-scoring game, which you know most Jet games are going to be because their offense blows chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Defense, I feel pretty good about. And I know I'm alone on this and people that do this for a living. I have seen glimpses of Zach Wilson being really, really good. And I think a week off only helps because it's more practice, more reps of practice, more coaching, more teaching. I like what Robert Saleh says, of course, put up or shut up. And my expectation is the Jets win a close game.
Well, my hope is right out of the gate.
Second place.
Out of the gate, they've got to put together a sustainable drive that ends with points.
First quarter
because
points.
Forget first quarter points. First drive points.
Well, let's start with first quarter.
Oh,
we got
to start. All right.
We're the worst first quarter offense in football.
I know. They haven't scored a point.
Right. It's not close. So why don't we, instead of being greedy, which you are a lot of times, let's not be greedy.
But you know why I'm greedy?
And let's just say, how about this? The New York Jets, just give us a couple points in the quarter.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm specifying the first drive is I think a lot of this is confidence. And Zach Wilson, especially in his last week he played in London, missed a lot of easy throws. Throws that he shouldn't miss.
Yeah.
Especially because I do agree with you. Zach's given us glimpses. He's given us these moments, rather brief, where you say, wow, that's why we drafted him as highly as the Jets did.
But you know, you say is right. The moments he has given us are the wow moments.
They have been,
he's
no doubt.
He doesn't throw the little six-yard swing pass well.
Well, he has to.
He doesn't throw the screen pass
yes,
well.
Yes, the easy stuff yes. needs to occur. And I think early in this game, especially with a week off, especially with time to really put together, if you're Mike LaFleur, the greatest game plan you've ever put together to script out whatever plays you want to come up with, we need to see, a sustainable opening drive from this offense where they show some levels of competence, because I do think confidence has a lot to do with this.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson's confidence, especially in that first game against the Patriots in week two, took a major hit.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for early. And look, does that turn into a win? Does that turn into this building something special? I don't know. But based on the history with the New England Patriots, based on those numbers I gave you, can you at least compete and make it close?
Yeah, but listen, I know where people are at now. The football season's essentially over. Now, I'll make the most out of being in second place next week because
they have to win to be in second place.
What? No, they're going to win. I told you 3 weeks ago they were going to win. The Giants were going to win. I got that right. So allow me to make that same prediction again.
How about
this
the
week.
London game? What happened there?
Relax there, Tiger. The referee screwed us. I didn't see that coming. I probably should have you right. And I'll take the L on that. I didn't know the refs were going to screw us. That being said, second place the week before Halloween, I will make something out of that next week, the likes of which you've never participated in. It'll be a Jets celebration next week if we win the game, beat a hated rival, stop the 11-game streak, get into second place, and feel good about ourselves. Now, the flip side for Giant fans is this, all right? The New York Giants, it looks like Evan Ingram's going to practice today. Sterling Shepard practicing today. Darius Slayton practicing today. Saquon's out. Kadarius Toney's out. That's a lock, okay, because they didn't practice all week. But you've got weapons that look like they're going to play this Sunday. I don't think so. Did I say Sterling Shepard in there?
Sterling Shepard was limited in practice today.
Whatever. So. They got a couple guys that are going to be playing that yesterday we weren't sure about. I think the Giants are going to win. And remember this, while he didn't play for the Giants, we are all New Yorkers slash New Jerseyans. Sam Darnold makes his return to MetLife Stadium. So I'm going to ask Giant fans a favor.
Yeah, because they want to do Jet fans a favor.
I'm not saying they do, Evan. I'm just going to ask for the simple favor.
What favor would you like from Giant fans?
I would like you to treat Sam Darnold as if you were Jet fans and let him know how much we don't appreciate his failed career here. I want you to rub it in every time he throws a pick, all right? I want you to make him feel the way Jet fans process his Jet career. It's on you, Giant fans, and I think you're going to win the game. I have no idea how, but I think you're going to win because Sam Darnold is that bad.
Well,
without Christian
I can
McCaffrey
help you.
In the backfield.
I can help you.
I if don't the want New your
York,
help.
If the New York Giants can hold on to a few dropped interceptions, which they have done consistently week after week after week, you could win this football game.
I'm an island boy. And the New York Giants are going to win. The Jets are going to win. We're going to come in on Monday, and we're going to say, yeah, the season's lost, but for a weekend, we got some good news. Now, the worst part of it, of course, is that they both got to play at 1 o'clock, which I know is good for you because you're going to go to the Net home opener on Sunday, right?
Yes, it is good for me this week.
But yeah, like
in
I,
general, it sucks,
I
though.
I see the world differently than I did 3 or 4 years ago. I always try to find the positive now, Evan.
What's the positive?
I try to find the positive in people. I try to find the positive in my life. And I have convinced myself that the Jets and Giants are both going to win on Sunday. And I'm going to get great joy out of those wins. I'm going to come in here Monday happy as a clam, feeling good. And that's where I'm at with it. And the next big story that's going to come up is not that the Jets are in second place or that the Giants beat Carolina or that Aaron Boone, you know, just built an addition on his home because he got a 3-year extension and now he's got a trampoline in the backyard. The next big story will be which of the local teams is the most embarrassing. Now, I don't want to do that today, but that's certainly coming next week. And I'll just give you a little hint, a little preview of what's coming next week. It is the New York Mets. But that's not till next week, Evan. So let's see if we can focus on our goals for today. Beating Sam Darnold down, getting into second place. Imagine that. The day the Giants beat down Sam Darnold, the New York Jets fly home, the second place team. That would be a great day.
Yeah, I'm trying to imagine it. I'm trying to put it all in my head.
That would be a great day.
It would be a great day.
And here's what I'm going to do. We are going to give away some Giants-Panthers tickets this hour just to try to, you know, massage the deck a bit, as it were, and get some of our people into the building, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're going to do. Now, would you like to sing the Island Boys song? Feel free. Go ahead.
The Island Boys song?
I'm an island boy. Go ahead. Feel free.
I mean, I'm from Long Island, so I guess I am an island boy, technically.
Island boy, and I've been trying to make. Oh, I'm an island boy. I'm just island boy.
So I gotta sing it with the accent. I'm an island boy. I'm just like an island boy. I'm an island boy, but the island boy.
Does that make you feel good?
Actually, kind of does, oddly enough.
I don't know why.
Now you gotta tat your whole face up, and then you'll be playing the role. Listen, let's get some calls cooking in here as well. You're a Jet or Giant fan, getting ready for the big 1 o'clock. Games. They both play at 1 o'clock. I know that sucks, but that's the reality.
The good news is for the next 4 weeks, the Jets and Giants will not even play on the same day.
Right.
So after today, after Sunday, after we get through that, whether it's the Giants playing a primetime game or the Jets playing a primetime game or the Giants having a bye, 4 straight weeks where they not only don't play at the same time, they don't play on the same day.
Yeah, which gets us pretty much to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Just shy of Thanksgiving.
Yep,
so.
Yep.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Without getting permission from the radio station, it might be fun next week if the Giants lose to go ahead and all chip in, do a GoFundMe. You'll be in charge of it, not me. And buy a billboard
what
on the
side
of the New Jersey Turnpike.
Here's the key, though.
Well, no,
what
no, that'll
does
be
it
the
say?
Contest.
To figure out what to name it?
Yeah.
Do
like,
we
what
go
do you
back?
Want, what do you want the billboard to say? And again, if the Giants lose, I think there needs to be a little fundraiser for the Giant fan to buy a billboard for a month right outside
the
stadium.
The complicated thing is what you said. What does it say?
Well, I
because
mean, suck it.
You want to
suck it.
You want to go fire Gettleman? Sure. You want to go fire Judge?
Nah,
I guess.
Gotta be more creative than that.
But it's got to be deeper than
you
that.
You know what? You sit back and relax, Evan. I'll do the heavy lifting on that.
Well,
one.
Figure it. What do you got?
Right.
You got anything?
I just came up with the idea now. It was like I prepared this at 1:30 today.
Do you want to take a spin off of the plane from 3 decades ago?
No.
And take
it's
out of
be
a variation
billboard
of that?
You want people to
no,
see
no,
it
not
every day.
You're not listening.
Good.
Taking a variation of their theme of what they flew
15
over.
Years of
15 years of
nah.
bad football, we've had enough,
nah.
I think was the exact phrase.
No,
nah,
it's too
what
complicated.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, it's too complicated, Evan. We just need a billboard.
How about that? We suck. What are you going to do about it?
No.
Does that work?
Because that's not that's Clint Capela. No. Like I said,
that's Clint
you
Capela.
Just sit back and put your feet up, all right, have a maker's mark, and relax. I'll handle this part of it.
Okay.
You come up with the money for it.
I have to come up with the money. You come up with the creativity.
Yes, you're in charge
of
the
money.
Is that
how this works?
Yes, all right? I am not involved in any money at all right? You're in charge of the money part. I'll be in charge of the creative. Only if they lose, though. Now, my gut tells me that Spike's going to be running down here soon. And saying, we're the home of the Giants. You can't do that.
Yes.
And I'm going to say, watch me.
What's wrong with you people?
What is wrong with you people? I think that'd be the greatest thing the station's done in 5 years. Right? I do. I really do. And I've been thinking about doing something like that for a while. And I think it's time. If they lose, I don't think they're going to. But if the Giants lose to this pathetic offense, you fire Patrick Graham, you fire Joe Judge, you fire Jason Garrett, you fire Dave Gettleman, you pledge the fans, we're going to do better, all that nonsense. And that means nothing. You and I step in on behalf of Giant fans. We buy a billboard and we say something. I don't know what
you
that is
You still haven't
yet.
Come up with an idea yet.
Because I just had the
one.
Idea.
Just throw one at the board.
I can't. I'm not sure if it should rhyme or not. You know.
What rhymes with Mara?
Well, I mean, are we gonna do a sell the team billboard?
No,
I don't know.
I don't
think that's
you
not never gonna happen.
Team. Yeah.
Again, sell the team. You're the money guy.
I'm trying to help you. You've come up with nothing.
How much
so
money
far.
Have you raised?
I have $10. I have the $8 from the popcorn I bought you at the Garden that you wasted. You didn't have an ounce of it.
You didn't give it to me till today.
Well, that's because I forgot. That's on you. It was your job to remind me. You should have said, Evan, where's my popcorn? I left it in my car for 48 hours.
Yeah. How much does a billboard cost on the New Jersey Turnpike?
It's got to be a couple of grand.
All
right,
right, here we go. New Jersey billboard advertising rates. A large billboard is $2,750. That ain't bad.
That's actually very reasonable.
The digital one's $3,900. Maybe we go digital. Maybe that's the way to go.
Is that what does that allow you to do? Like change the sign every half hour or something like that, or every minute? So it flashes two different things?
Here we go. 8.9 million people population. I'm looking at Blue Line Media. They've got some, right? Let's see. Here we go. Yeah. By the way, it's for you get a 4-week run. The large billboard, which is the kind of like they paint on, I guess, is $2,750. If you want to go digital, and we could have Izzo come up with something, we need $4,000 to do it right. Four G's.
That's not terrible.
And it runs for a 4-week. Now, if you do digital, that means that, you know, the digital changes.
Oh, I like
that. Because there's other people that are paying for it also.
Oh, so it's not your
sign
changing?
It's like
you're
going to rotation, I guess.
It's not your sign changing where you could have different messages?
No, you could pay for multiples, but we can't afford that.
No, just one.
I think we just go with the large old school billboard, Ev. 27. So you need $3,000.
$3,000.
If you want to go digital, it's $4,000. Which one do you want to do?
Probably not digital.
So you want to go 3K?
Yeah.
All right, so that's...
Because the digital doesn't do anything for us. What the hell does it do? All it does is flash to a different symbol. Why would I want a different one?
So we've...
I want mine.
And you have $10?
I have $10.
So we have $2,990 to go.
All right, we're almost there.
But it's only if they lose, though.
If they win, it's the project has been put off.
We put the project...
Maybe for
on
3 or 4 weeks, we'll see.
Very true. Very true. Very true. Because I'm thinking you want it up by Thanksgiving because there's a boatload of traffic on Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. And the odds are the Giants are going to be dead by Thanksgiving, so it makes sense.
So if they win, we shelve it. If they lose, then we're doing a Carton and Roberts billboard for the New York Giants.
Well, you better get your head working on how you want to approach
attack.
I'm
in a bad headspace right now because of the near attack.
Oh, I understand. The near attack.
Yes. Yes. I'm in a bad headspace.
Like, who are we targeting?
Yes. Well, he was targeting Jews.
No.
So I'm one of them, and I felt like I was under attack, and I'm in a bad headspace. I came back. I watched a bunch of videos of soldiers coming home surprising their children.
Oh, those are the best.
I've been crying like a baby.
Those are the best.
Then I watched a couple kids on stage singing with Adele and Pink, and I started crying for that. And I'm trying to escape that.
You're an emotional wreck, aren't you?
I'm in a bad headspace right now. I'm not going to lie about it, but I'm feeling good. I can admit now, because I'm in touch with my feelings, I'm in a strange headspace, because it's not every day you get threatened with a hammer-wielding maniac.
So this was a life-changing moment for you now?
No, I wouldn't say life-changing. By 3:30, I'll be back to myself.
Forget about it by 3:30?
But I saw a man swinging a hammer at me today. And not only me, everybody. Yeah, he was very upset.
Yes.
He was very, very upset with the world.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Hey, you're on the radio. Did you see the Paul George, Steph Curry on-court conversation about I'll give you one, you give me one?
Of course I did.
And Steph hit his from the logo. Did Paul or no?
No. You think he's going to top Curry?
Would you have been upset if Steph Curry wasn't in the top 75?
Of course I would.
Well, that would be absurd if he wasn't.
Can you revisit what you said to me last night?
What did I say to you last night?
You said to me that you would take Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry.
I would. Today.
Stop it.
Today I would.
Stop it.
Wait, so you saw Steph Curry last night,
dude,
right?
Dude, are you in...
Was Kyrie watching from his couch?
What? Yeah. No, even for the sake of this, let's say Kyrie Irving was playing basketball.
Yeah.
I am still taking the greatest shooter, potentially in the history of the sport, in Steph Curry.
Today I would take Kyrie Irving.
Stop.
You asked me. That's what I told Sonny last night.
Well, you're wrong. Sonny's right, you're wrong.
If Kyrie was playing, I would take Kyrie Irving today.
You could take
him. He's more dimensional. What?
I would take Kyrie Irving in a Zoom meeting on non-fungible tokens. I will take Steph Curry in sport of basketball.
Okay. Well played,
dude,
sir.
I'm on Team Sonny all the way on this one.
He's got a thing, a love affair with Steph Curry and with the Ball
Brothers. Yeah, but Craig, I'm a Net fan. You would think I'd be biased towards Kyrie Irving, even though he's not playing basketball.
Yeah.
It's not even close. I'm taking Steph. It's not even a discussion. It's easy.
It's not a knock on Steph Curry.
Kyrie was great last year. He was unbelievable last year.
I'm just telling you how I see it. That's all.
You can say whatever you want.
That's all. Good.
But if you're Paul George, what is the thinking behind saying that to Steph Curry? Like, if you're going to go say that to LeBron and hope he takes a bad shot, that's one thing. But why would you say that to the one guy that's capable of actually hitting that shot on you with a minute left in the game?
It's
and
the
not
dumbest
just that,
thing ever.
If you watch the pregame video, there's two pregame videos of his two games thus far this year. There's the one where he makes, I think it's like 29 out of 33s in warm-ups. And the other one, he makes 5 straight shots from the logo.
He does it all the time.
All swish.
Yeah, like that's the dumbest challenge ever.
Yeah. Well, listen, I would still take Kyrie today. Not 5 years ago, maybe, but today I would. But I just happen to know more basketball than most people.
Yeah, you're insane.
I don't know what else to tell you.
Yeah.
That's all. Right. And your guy LaMelo Ball dropped 31++, and then rocked out a neon outfit with his neon Lamborghini.
Yeah, the prophecy is coming true. LaVar Ball spoke it into existence, as did I to you many years ago. And I'm just happy to see him succeeding. Now we just need LiAngelo, the third ball, to make it officially to the league. And I'll be gloating up there with LaVar.
He's got some weird thing with the balls.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but he's got a thing. And Saturday at 1 o'clock, Sonny will also be doing a show with Snacks Harrison on YouTube. So you can look that up, you know, Snacks and Sonny. Good luck with that. And love you. I'll talk to you later, all right? Okay.
I think he just hung up on you. I think he said, my dad's taking Kyrie over Steph. I got to go.
How does my own son hunt? What? Hello?
He totally hung up on you.
I just want to get this straight, Mr. Basketball. In the last 3 days, you've taken Julius Randle over Jaylen Brown and Kyrie Irving over Steph Curry. We good?
That's not fair to say. part's not fair to say.
Of course it
is. I didn't think Jaylen was going to be playing.
I said to you before the Knicks-Celtic game, would you agree that the two best players on the floor are on the Boston Celtics? And you said no. Jason Tatum, Julius Randle.
Tatum had a terrible game.
He was awful. No, of course. Look, he turned out not to be the best player on the floor that night. Evan Fournier was better than Jason Tatum.
No doubt.
But, so their last two, I take this over that. I would say you're 0-2 with two swinging strikeouts. That would be my thought. Or you're Joe Harris in the playoffs and you've missed two open threes. See? Self-deprecating.
I got plenty more to say about basketball if you really want to hear it one day. I put together, since they did the top 75 players of all time, I put together my list of the most overrated players of all time.
Oh, I got to hear this. When are you going to debut that?
I'll do one a day.
Okay, give me one. Give me one today. Just one.
All right. I'll start with a big one.
Yeah, start. Go right to the top.
Okay.
Don't mess around.
Dr. J.
You son of a bitch. How dare you say that?
Yes.
How dare you say that? You know how many kids Julius impacted?
I know.
Ask LeBron what he thinks about Julius Irving.
He never saw Julius play.
Julius Irving forced a merger. How dare... You know what? You're just doing this to provoke me, aren't you?
Just letting you know.
No, you're provoking me.
Calm down, Evan. You have no connection to Dr. J.
I don't have a connection to Dr. J.
Not.
He's the greatest net of all
time. He never played it for the NBA Nets.
He won 2 ABA titles.
Yeah.
The only thing this organization's ever won, those banners that you'll see up there, were basically won by Julius, the doctor.
Yeah.
And he's a New Yorker.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with
you? He's one of the most overrated players in the history of the game.
Shut your... Oh.
Sorry.
That's how you want to start this?
That you said
you
want to
start this by going after a local guy?
I love Dr. J. I know him well.
You, do you?
Yes.
You know the doctor well?
Yes.
And yet you're speaking this gibberish on the radio where his hometown can hear you?
Hometown? Come on.
He's a Long Islander.
He doesn't consider New York his hometown.
Excuse me?
Philly's his town.
Stop it.
Yeah. Philly. You said go big, so I went with one of my big ones.
You went to the doctor?
Yeah.
I'm writing this down. I'm going to keep track of Craig Carton's overrated team.
I'll give you another guy every day.
Every day.
Every single
hold
day.
Hold on. Let me write this down.
Yeah.
Julius Irving.
Yeah. It's going to be hard for me to give you a bigger name than that.
No, you started pretty high.
You said start high. I went high.
And you know what's funny? I knew you were going to provoke me, and I thought you were going to say Jason Kidd. Like, I thought you were going to go right there, and then you went even bigger. Honestly, you went bigger than Jason Kidd. You went to Dr. J.
Right to Dr. J. Right to the doctor.
He didn't even mess around.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to handicap his game for you, but yeah, right to die. You want me to give you another guy?
No.
One a day is good for you?
No, I can't take more than one
day. All right, the next guy's a Laker.
Oh, actually, I'm in the mood for a second.
No, line. I'll give it to you next week.
It's a Laker.
I'll give it, yes. Yep, he's a Laker.
Hold on, can you give me one guess? Let me guess.
I'll give you one guess. Only one guess, yeah. And we can have fun arguing this one day. I'll never waver on it because I believe I'm right. Like, it's not shtick or I just, it's how I feel, and I happen to be a basketball expert.
And it's a Laker.
Yeah.
What era of Laker basketball?
Well, I mean, you're
like, did you see the guy play?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because I was actually
getting. Yeah, I'm not going back to the Mike and Days and the Pettit Days.
No, I thought he was
going
to say Jerry West.
And all that stuff. I never saw Jerry West play. And I will acknowledge that. You can't pick guys that played in the 50s because just athletically, they couldn't play today at that level. They couldn't. Handful of guys could wilt, obviously, Russell, but the majority of those guys were below the rim players, and that's what the game was. So I would never, use a guy like that for my argument.
You would never say Kareem. Like, there's no way you would say that. So I'm going to put that aside.
One-dimensional player, but I would not say that.
Okay.
Because if you can do that one thing better than anyone else, that's all you need to do.
James Worthy. Is it really? Did I nail it?
You got it.
Give me some credit for that one.
Yeah. James Worthy.
Yeah.
James Worthy is one of the 75 best players of all time. No, he's not. Sorry.
He's better than Carmelo Anthony.
Stop. Please stop. Please. We'll do this another day. But I gave you two. I should have given you one.
I'm right now in that two. So we got Julius Irving and James Worthy.
Yes. Here's Robbie in East Brunswick on the Fan. Robbie, how are you?
How are you, Cotton?
Great.
How are you doing, Evan, man?
What's
what a
up?
Great show.
What's up?
Love you guys.
Thank you.
But I got six words. 53.
I'm not 53. I'm not 53.
Let me tell you something else. You were born in the greatest year of New York sports history.
I agree, but I'm not 53.
Yes. Knicks, world championship.
Yes.
And you're so wrong. Curry is 100 times better than Irvin. And forget about Dr. J. That's all I'll say.
Oh, I love Steph Curry. This is not a knock on. So first off, I am not 53 yet. I might be moving towards it.
Wait a second.
But I'm not 53.
You're already 50?
No, 53 I'm not. And I took a 3-year hiatus on life, and I'm redoing it.
So you're turning 53.
No, I'm 52, yes. But I took a 3-year hiatus on life.
Is that the first time in our show's history you've come clean about your age?
No, I mean, it's not a lie. I was born in 1969, the greatest year this country's ever had. Other than Vietnam, obviously. But, I mean, we went to the moon. We dropped acid at Woodstock. We won titles in every sport. This is the greatest thing ever, right? We were on the precipice of the free love decade, right? I mean, AIDS hadn't come around yet. Like, we were doing pretty good. Pretty good. So there you go.
If I put up, and I'm not going to. I just want to warn you, I'm not going to do it. If I put up a Twitter poll that said Steph or Kyrie.
No.
You lose 90-10.
But I didn't say that career-wise.
You did say, okay.
I said today.
Today. Okay, let's take that.
Course I take Steph's career.
Today.
Yeah.
So last year, which I would say is today, was the most recent season we had.
Yeah. Not playing. I can't.
Steph Curry won the scoring title.
Yeah.
Like, you act as if. Steph's great, but he's not what he used to be. Like, he's still great. It's not as if Steph Curry is losing stats.
What Steph Curry does is inconceivable to all logic. As especially this many years into his career.
So then how do you back up saying that right now you wouldn't take him when last year he won a scoring title?
I think Kyrie Irving is a better all-around player.
Right now, Steph Curry, every time Steph Curry's been better. Steph Curry, if you're ranking the greatest players of all time,
yes,
he is one of those guys. I'm not saying he's top 10, but he's on a short list.
Arguably the greatest pure shooter the game's ever had.
No, he is the greatest pure shooter the game has ever had.
I'll give you that.
So then how the hell are you sitting here saying you take Kyrie Irving over him?
Because the game's more than just shooting.
Okay, well, the game also involves playing, and he's not playing right now.
That's why I can't win the argument today. I'm not going to try to win it today.
Who had a better year last year, Steph Curry or Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie barely played.
No, Kyrie played.
He played half the games.
No.
Kyrie played 60 games last year?
Well, Steph played 63 games. I think Kyrie played high 50s. So
was it
similar.
That number?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They played a similar amount of games.
Kyrie was better.
Jesus. Why? Because he went 50, 40, 90?
How many guys in the history of the league have done it?
No, Kyrie had an amazing year last year. But Steph Curry 50%. Steph Curry had to carry that basketball team.
Okay.
He had it
when as soon as Kyrie went down, so did your championship hopes. Kyrie's healthy, you win a title last year. I think you'd say probably.
Well, I think if James Harden is healthy, maybe that happens too.
Possibly, but I mean, Kyrie getting hurt with the ankle.
Look, it's
changed
not
everything.
A knock on Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving was brilliant to watch last year, and he is a great player when he's out there.
Yes,
but Steph Curry is generational, and he's one of the great. He is the greatest
shooter of all
time. I think
Kyrie Irving's generational.
Okay, and Steph, it's not like he's lost to Steph.
I'm not. This is not a knock on Steph. This is why sometimes I don't like having these types of arguments.
You brought it up.
Not my fault. Because you asked me a question.
I never asked you that.
I'm not going to lie to you about it.
You just said it.
Here's Doug in Connecticut. I know we've a lot of Jet fans who are going to give us the one thing the Jets can do to win the game. We will get to that, I promise. We still have plenty of time to go today. Dougie, what do you got?
I just want to tell you that I've loved you guys, loved you for years, Craig, but probably the worst statement I've ever heard you say is Dr. J not making the list.
No, I didn't say that. I did not say that. I said he's overrated.
You then said he's not one of the 75 greatest players.
I didn't say that.
You did say that.
Absolutely is. I saw him play in college when he was a sophomore and the second leading rebounder in the country.
Nice.
At 6'4" behind Artis Gilmore, who was 7'2". I saw him play in the Garden. Then I watched him play in the ABA, watched him play with the Nets. And as Evan said before, he made the ABA and made the merger in pro basketball. The guy is unbelievable.
So let me give you my Dr. J comparison. I think it'll resonate with you. Maybe it won't, but at least give me the shot, okay?
Yes, sir.
Dr. J is the NBA's Joe Namath.
No, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous because Joe Namath, and I understand what you're trying
for the
to
merger.
Do. No. Joe Namath won a Super Bowl, has a guarantee, and yes, the rest of his career, most of it, is very pedestrian.
Sure.
You can't say the rest of Julius Erving's career was pedestrian, and if you did say it, we call you a liar. So it's a bad comparison.
I mean...
The only comparison that works between Joe Namath and Julius is a comparison I've actually made before. That the demise of the Net franchise, in terms of popularity, occurred when they sold Dr. J. It would be similar to if the Jets sold Joe Namath, which they didn't do. But to act like Julius Erving's claim to fame was simply what he did with the Nets and forcing the merger is ignoring all his accomplishments with the Philadelphia 76ers,
including
winning an NBA championship in 1983. Like, you're acting as
thanks to Moses Malone.
You act as if he was a nothing.
Wasn't the best player on the team, was he? You going to argue that he was?
Am I going to argue that he was?
You're not going to argue that he
was.
I don't know
if I can win that argument, in fairness.
No, you can't.
But that doesn't take away from his greatness, because it's not as if he played a bit part on that 83 team.
No, that's very true. Very true.
But look, if your argument that Moses Malone was the best player on that team, I can't argue. I'm admitting that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't
take, Bobby Jones was around.
But that doesn't take away from the fact that he was still an all-time great player.
I'm not
and they're not winning
Dr.
a damn
J.
thing if he isn't on that team, by the way.
I think Dr. J, his place in NBA history warrants that he's on the list. I'm not.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah, go ahead.
Craig, I just want to tell you, saying that Dr. J is not one of the greatest is like saying that Mike Francesa wasn't one of the best afternoon drive time guys.
Oh, well, that's an interesting comparison. All right, Dougie. I think that he was. Yes, I want to be clear. If you misheard me say something, I want to make it
you
clear.
You did say he doesn't belong on the list.
I never said that. I said he's the most overrated.
No,
I didn't say
did.
He doesn't belong on the list.
You didn't say he's not one of the 75 greatest players.
I never uttered those words.
If I misheard you, I apologize.
Yes, and if you find the tape, I never uttered those words.
No, he did not.
Thank you. I said he's the most overrated. One of.
Yeah, but what do you mean overrated in terms of
further
water?
Down the list than many people would put him.
But what do you think we overrate him with? Like, what do we say about the doctor that isn't true, I guess, is what I'm asking. Like, no one's suggesting he's a top five player of all time. I haven't suggested it. No one has.
Okay. No one's top 75, but you people talk about him like, you know. Little,
well, we talk
he's
about,
Joe Namath.
No, we talk about him because he's
the face of a league. Well, no
he was
doubt
the face of
it.
A league. He's yes. from New York. He is a
New
Yorker.
I don't care
Yorker.
Where he's from.
Well, that matters to a lot of us.
It should matter, too, giving an objective answer.
But I'm telling you why there's an affinity towards him.
Yeah, no, because he was the first rock star of the ABA /
and
NBA.
And he did force the merger. And he did get to NBA finals even before Moses Malone was there. And yes, they won an NBA championship. And he won an MVP. And he was a great player.
Great player. So, fantastic.
Such a jerk.
Well, listen, I told you it's going to be controversial.
Yeah, but you didn't just go, like, the James Worthy thing, a lot of us are just going to shrug and say, yeah, okay.
Because you know you what? Went to, no, right.
You went to an emotional place, not just for me as a Net fan, but for New Yorkers.
Not really.
Really?
You know,
have you not listened to the last two people?
Do you know how old you have to have a personal New York connection to Dr. J? Like, you have to be pretty damn old to think of Dr. J as a New York connection. Come on. What are you going to talk about next? Herb Manigault?
No. I think you got to be in your 50s, maybe at least.
Minimum.
No, but you could have watched him in Philadelphia and still understood where he came from. No?
Sure.
So if you're watching basketball in 1985, are you watching basketball in 1985?
You know full well that
so
I was.
So then you remember Julius.
Of course I do.
Okay, so how old are you?
Because he was Dr. J.
Right.
Yes, he did things many of us have never seen before.
And by the way, that's another thing.
The up and under.
That's another thing.
Couldn't shoot a lick, obviously.
Well, hold on. That's the other thing. A part of Steph Curry's greatness is not just the stats and not just the winning. A part of Steph Curry's greatness is that he changed the game.
Yes.
Okay? And he impacted a lot of kids. Kids will act as if they're Steph Curry. They will shoot from their logo as if they're Steph Curry. You would admit... Ask LeBron James. Julius Irving impacted kids who watched him. He had such a cultural
flair.
And that matters.
Yes.
That's a part of this. He's changed the game in that way. Kids wanted to be Julius. Why does LeBron James, why has he worn the number 6? He's worn 23 and he's worn 6. Why'd LeBron wear 6, Craig?
I'm going to assume because of some kind of Dr. J thing.
No, it is a Dr. J thing. Now, he didn't wear 6 with my team. He wore 32 with my team. But he wore 6 with Philadelphia, just so we all know.
Yes.
And that's why he wore it. How old's LeBron James, Craig?
What's LeBron, 30?
He's my age. He's 37, 36, whatever he is now. Julius Irving impacted him, right?
No, he didn't.
Why is he wearing the number 6?
He didn't impact
why
him.
Why does he wear the number 6?
Michael Jordan impacted him.
Why did LeBron James wear the number 6? Google it.
Come on, he never saw
Fact
Dr. J play.
Fact check me. Well, that shows the impact.
No, Michael Jordan impacted LeBron. Now, you want to say that Dr. J impacted Jordan? Of course he did. So it's a historical by proxy situation. And then we're going to give Michael Thompson credit too?
Why
are
did
we talking
LeBron
about George
James
Gervin?
Wear
and
numbers?
What are we doing?
Ask LeBron. Look it up. Why did LeBron James wear number 6?
I'm assuming it's become kind of owed to the doctor. Okay, fine.
Yes.
Yeah. I told you I shouldn't have done this.
That's the answer.
We could have did this next week. Well, you asked for it, though. I had to give it to you.
Why are you blaming
me? And James Worthy's merely a poor man's Dr. J.
I'm not fighting with you.
He's another guy with no jump shot.
I'm
now,
not gonna do it.
Give him the ball on the coming up on the lane. There's very few guys who could finish like him. Couldn't shoot the ball.
I think Alex English was a better player than Carmelo
Alex
Anthony.
Alex English is my guy. Amazing Grayson Chuck.
In a world.
Yeah, the whole thing. That's right. That's how we do it. All right, Jet fans, I know you've been hanging on. I do have to deliver on that. We did ask you a question. You have the answers. And that was, of course, sometimes questions don't have answers. I'm surprised we have people willing to take a shot at this one. But the one thing the Jets are going to do to beat New England, as we get ready for a big football weekend here, 877-337-6666. You think Clay's mad his dad didn't get in or he didn't get in?
No.
To the top 75.
It's about himself.
It's mad. I assume Michael Thompson's not in either. Is that correct?
No,
neither
he's
of the Thompson
not,
guys got him. Just checking. That's a fair question.
Klay Thompson's pissed off about it.
Klay Thompson doesn't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, get wait. Hey, Klay Thompson or Anthony Davis?
Neither. Neither.
Okay, well, if the answer is neither, okay.
Neither one of them are top 75 guys. Not yet. I mean, talk to me in 10 years. I'll
but you know what's interesting, and I want you to think about
it.
We
got to take a break.
No, but that's why I said
he's
I want you to.
Huffing and puffing.
Let me finish. I know you got to just think about
huffing
this.
Huffing and puffing.
I can't even get the sentence out, or else you are the reason it's taking so long to go to break. I want you to think about the guys you'd add to the list, since you have so many guys you want to take off the list, and get back to me by the next week or so. That's it. Go ahead now.
Is that an order?
Yeah, it's an order.
Okay, I'll take
it. I want
it.
You to come
I'll
up with
it under advisement. I'll go
Thank
over
you.
This weekend.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Becky's in Great Neck. Becky, what's going on? Hey, Becky.
Yeah.
What's up?
Hey, Craigie, what are you wearing?
Oh, I love you.
Anyway, I wanted to tell you that guy you were talking about with the two knives was just on the TV news.
Really? What did they say about him?
They said he was he lunged at only one person, but he scared a lot of people.
Yeah, I didn't see he had a knife. I only saw the hammer.
Oh, you saw a hammer? They said he had two butcher knives.
No, different guy then.
You think so?
Was it in Tribeca?
It was near, what street did they say? I'm trying to remember. He stole the knives from Ruby's Cafe. Does that sound familiar?
There's the old Ruby's, but that's up in the 60s in Broadway.
I don't know. How many guys could there be in New York in one day?
Welcome to New York.
Welcome to New York.
I wonder why Max Scherzer doesn't want to play here.
he's got a point. His luck, he'd be stabbed
in New York. So my guy was waving a hammer at everyone on the street today. Your guy was waving butcher knives.
Now, wait a minute. He's not my guy. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, so I wonder if my guy could take out your guy.
Can you imagine? I think they're both at Bellevue now, so we could have a fight.
Yeah, and it's, listen, mental health is no joke, and clearly that's what we're dealing with here. But it was very strange. I went out there just to get a cup of soup is all I wanted.
I know.
And the guy
was... I can't get a cup of soup anymore.
Guy was swinging a hammer. And it wasn't at anyone in particular. Like, sometimes you see some of these guys who have obvious mental health issues, and they're just yelling to, like, invisible people. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Not invisible to them.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, thanks for checking in, Becky.
You're very welcome. I never miss a show.
Oh, you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. So
this is depressing.
In the city.
No, it's depressing. Like when she said they showed your guy on TV, it was kind of refreshing. Like, great, he found help. Like, I felt good about it.
Yeah.
Then when it becomes obvious it's a different guy, the story just becomes depressing.
Because now there's two guys.
When there's two, there's probably three. And so
I wonder if the guy with the butcher knives was angry at Jewish people also.
No, I don't think it's too far away. They're saying Little Italy, and it was on near Spring Street, Mulberry Street.
By the
near
way,
Spring.
We're literally a 7-minute walk from
there. Oh, so maybe it is the same guy.
Maybe he left our street and went to Little Italy.
At 8:40 a.m., butcher knives stolen from Ruby's Cafe on Mulberry Street near Spring Street.
Okay. That's when he stole the butcher knives?
Yeah.
But I saw him at...
When was he apprehended? Did we have an information on that? Because that would help us a little bit.
I saw him at
like
1:40.
I don't think he was apprehended, unfortunately, I believe.
Wait, so what's the story then? The story is there's a guy out there with butcher knives? Is that the story?
They opened fire on him, the police.
Right. Oh, my God.
So it was quite the scene.
Where at? Here, I'm looking at. He was tasered. They did not open fire.
Thanks for the info, Big Mac.
I'm sorry. That's what the article said. Daily News. Cops, cops shooting.
Daily News. What are we doing?
So, yeah, this guy. It does say open fire, but I think they tasered.
Oh, my apologies, C-Mac.
Well, that's his fault.
I'm literally reading the article. What, you think I'm making it up?
A man said to be emotionally disturbed is hospitalized after a terrifying incident on the Lower East Side Friday morning. By the way, you could walk to Lower... it's a 10-minute walk.
So do you think it was the same guy now?
I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
I hope there's not two guys out there doing
it. That's what I'm thinking. I hope it's the same guy.
Let's see. Yeah. Yeah, but this is 8:30 in the morning, dude.
Oh, so it's
This is not my guy.
Nah. Quick, saw the guy at 1:45.
Yeah, that's not my guy. They got this guy, I think, much earlier today. Yeah. My guy was out there swinging a hammer anyway.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I guess he broke a beer bottle. It looked like a rolling rock in front of the soup place.
Do you think he's going to be there when the show's over?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay.
No, they don't stay around that long.
No, I'm just
eventually
asking.
Eventually, someone calls 911 and they handle it, right?
Gotcha. Because I kind of want to go home after the show.
You'll
peacefully.
Be fine, Evan. I got your back.
Oh, thanks, Craig. All you right. Put your arm around me and protect
I've
me.
I've seen enough of these karate TikTok videos. I can handle myself.
Yeah, the same guy who gave up on soup to go to Starbucks.
Well, I mean, listen. All right. There's a broken bottle in front of the place. The guy's yelling, swinging a hammer. I made an executive decision not to be late to the show. That's all. Someone, I'm sure, took care of it. That's all.
Someone, not you.
Somebody took care of it. Yeah. Anyway. So I guess they tased him anyway. So the guy he's talking about was threatening to carve people up.
Oh. Ugh. So your guy's hammering, this guy's carving.
So say again?
That guy's carving, your guy was hammering.
You should make fun of mental health.
I'm not making fun of anything.
Sounds like you're mocking.
I'm not. I'm scared.
What are you scared of?
I'm scared for you. You were scared. You didn't get the soup.
I didn't get the soup. Yeah, I got a bad coffee.
Because you were scared.
No,
that's okay.
Because I didn't want to have. I didn't have the time today to be the hero. Sorry.
That's how you turn it.
Yes.
Today was not the day for me to be a hero. If it was Monday or Tuesday, maybe I would have thought about it.
And maybe there were some nails that needed hammering. I don't know.
Right.
Guys, maybe doing, you know, solid union job. Helping people out.
Would you have brought up the story if I didn't compare the Jet-Patriot rivalry to a hammer and a nail?
No, I probably would not have.
So my analogy brought this story out of you earlier on in the show?
Because I was in a bad headspace at 1:45. I was.
Right.
And then I got very emotional watching these YouTube videos of soldiers coming home and seeing their kids.
Those are unbelievable, man. Those make me cry every freaking time.
And then I got emotional because I saw, you know, like some kids go on stage and sing with like Pink and Adele. That brought on the waterworks today. And then I had to pretend I was yawning because a sales loser came in my office. He had to pitch me on some cockamamie idea. And he goes, "You all right?" I go, "Yeah, I yawned. I can't yawn." Meanwhile, I was crying my eyes out because some soldier came home and surprised this kid at a football game. It was one of the coolest things I've seen in a while.
That's awesome.
So the kid's like one of the captains of his high school football team. They come out for the coin toss and all that. And his dad's dressed up like one of the officials.
Right.
So the referee brings the kids in. And he goes, "All right, officials, I need all the officials to get close. Kids, I want you to look at these officials closely because they're calling your game today. And I want you to look at every one of them in the face so you know who the officials are." Mm. And the kids are looking at the officials in the face, and then the one kid sees his dad.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
And how did he not get upset?
No, were they both crying too?
Well, yeah, because I'm starts crying.
That's what makes me cry. Yeah. I'm seeing them cry, and then I'm crying. Everybody's crying.
I went 40 years, I never cried a tear in my life. Now I cried Adele.
Yeah, but the Adele one I don't get, but that, the military dad or mom coming home and surprised, that's...
Yeah.
Come on, you're not human if you don't cry.
Then Pink singing a song on stage with her dad for the first time ever. When it's from Vietnam, I'm crying. Crying like a baby.
Sure.
Crying like a baby. But it's nice. I'm glad I cried because it means I am human.
Doesn't crying feel good?
No.
No?
No. I hate crying. There's nothing worse than the first post-cry conversation. Yeah,
because like people could probably tell you were crying.
Because you're like, I was crying. Like, you caught me. I was crying.
Yeah.
What were you crying at, Craig? Oh, you know, Law and Order.
Yeah, but it matters what your explanation is. If it's Law and Order, it's pathetic. When it's the military video, it's like you have a good. I once got caught. I got caught crying here once. It was Eddie Scazzeri caught me. And he saw I was crying in my office.
I can only guess what this is.
No, you're going to feel bad when you make fun of me.
The Jets converted a third down. Well, Mike Piazza hit a home run.
So here's the funny part.
Edgardo Alfonso farted.
A lot of people listening will say, "I get why you cried." And yet Craig, when I tell it to him, he'll still make fun of me. I'm warning
you. It's sports related for sure.
It's not sports related.
Oh, okay.
It's pet related. But because the pet was a cat.
Oh, is that the cat you threw out the window?
I never threw a cat out a window.
You said you threw a cat out
the window. I never threw a cat out the window.
You said Staten Island. You threw your cat out the window.
She was scared. She made the trip with me. She survived it.
Would you open the door and let her out?
No. She hung out with me in the streets of Staten Island, but we got through it okay. And then we moved to Brooklyn and lived there.
So why did you cry?
I cried because I got off the phone with a vet who told me she was very sick. And it was very difficult.
Just get another cat.
What? So I went back to the office to compose myself, and I was crying, and Scazzeri walked by.
Yeah.
And thank God it was him.
Well, because you'll know he raises blind
yes,
dogs.
If there's any human who would understand the pain of a sick animal and not judge, like Chernoff. I love Chernoff.
He's the best.
Never understood pets.
He's like, okay, whatever. He's worked with blind dogs for like 25 years.
It needs to be pointed out on the air that the dogs are not blind. The dogs are not blind.
That's what the dogs were blind.
He works for blind dogs for 25 years. He raises
the
them.
The dogs help out blind people. The dogs themselves are not blind. That should. Just want to point that out.
He trained seeing eye dogs.
Correct.
I got that wrong.
Sorry to correct you.
I thought he raised blind dogs. No, the dogs taught them how to get around.
No. The dogs are not blind.
So he raises dogs for seeing impaired
folks.
Well, that's a great thing to do. Yeah.
So it's better than the blind dogs, or is it just as
good? Dogs out too. If not, just get another dog.
That's not how it works,
man.
But
dogs are better companions than cats.
Whatever. This is not about dogs versus cats. I have a dog right now. I've got two of them. They're wonderful.
See you later, SNY.
But I was very biased, and I was very sad when I found out that news. It was in the midst of a show.
Yeah.
I composed myself, but I was crying. And Scazzeri, actually, I think he even hugged me because he was that. Ugh. Like, I feel you, bro.
Yeah.
Eddie, if you're listening, I'll never forget that. You probably did, but meant a lot to me.
How long did it take you to get another cat?
Well, after that, she only lived for another 6 or 7 months because it was a bad diagnosis.
Oh, so the cat didn't die?
She did die 6 months later.
That doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't count?
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I found out that she had a serious illness.
But she didn't die.
She did die.
A year later.
It was 6 months later.
You're crying over bad news.
And she died in June, and I got my dog Dudley in August.
Right, you replaced the cat in 2 months.
So it was about 3 months.
What? You replaced the cat, forgot about her.
Well, I mourned.
Within 2 months.
I never forgot about Freedom. I love Freedom.
Freedom.
That was her name, yes. Hey, damn right. What a great name. I love Freedom. I just realized after a few months, I was reading a lot of books about what to do.
George Michael fan?
No, I love America.
Dude, I'm trying to take a break. He don't stop talking, Big Mac.
I love how you blame me.
What do you want me to do? You keep giving me the break sign.
I know.
He keeps telling a story.
Yeah, you know what, Big Mac?
Look over here every once in a while.
Big Mac, I'm not done yet. I'll let you know when I'm done. So anyhow, she was an adorable cat.
The cat didn't even die.
She did die. It took 6 months, and then she died, and it was very sad then. But at least then I was at the hospital. I was able to go home. I actually went to a Met game that night.
So you clearly didn't love the cat.
No.
The cat died, and you went to a Met game.
That's not true.
Clearly
so hold on, let me get this right.
You're getting out of context.
When you got the news the cat wasn't doing so great, you cried.
No.
Yes. You made the cat suffer for another 7 months.
No, I tried to heal her.
And then when the cat finally died, you went to a Met game.
No, because...
You're a terrible pet owner.
After she died...
That's what Freedom would have wanted.
After she died, I had a choice.
Freedom would have wanted me to enjoy myself.
She wanted me to. I could go home and
life
see all the
on,
cat stuff.
Life goes on, she would want me to continue to enjoy the things I enjoy.
All right, you want a break? Then shut your mouth over there.
I'm hoping if I interrupt you enough.
If I go home, I see all the cat stuff. And that would have made me sad. So I went to the Met game... And my mom was kind enough to clean out all of Freedom's stuff so that after the Met game, they won the game that night, by the way, 8-4, I think.
So you didn't care, and you're a coward. You make other people clean up all the stuff.
It was a very nice thing to do. Then I got home, and since everything was taken away, I was able to think about her but not clean up after her, and it made the healing a little bit easier. But it was devastating. Does that now make sense to you, Craig?
877-337-6666.
You're going to get a lot of hate tweets for mocking the death of a wonderful kitten. She was so cute.
I'm not mocking the death. I'm mocking you.
What was I supposed to do?
Put her out of her misery earlier.
No.
Don't go to a Met game the day you killed her.
You just said 15 things that are unfair and
untrue. Did you kill the cat or not?
I didn't kill her.
Did you put the cat down?
The cancer killed her.
Did you put the cat down?
Eventually, we had to make that decision.
You killed the cat.
No, that's not how it works.
How'd the cat die?
I think she died. No, she died because she had a terrible disease.
She died because you had the vet kill her.
Well, no, because she was in pain.
And then you went to a Met game.
And by the way, when I'm older and I'm suffering, I'm going to want to go out that way too.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When they put you down.
Yes.
And your kids run off the city field, you good with that?
I'd want them to. That's what I would want. You're damn right. I'm telling my kids, my grandkids, the day you put me down, I want you at Barclays Center or City Field or UBS or MetLife. I want you to enjoy yourself. I don't want you to sit home miserable. But what I do want is I want you to leave a seat open for me.
Oh, my God.
So if you go to City Field that night, Jet or Spence or your future kids, just leave a seat open for Grandpa or Dad or whatever the hell I am. Thank you. Last week, C-Mac went 1-2. Loogie went 2-1. I went 1-2. We've got a tie for first place if we're going to give C-Mac those wins last week. And it's not me. Loogie and C-Mac. It ain't me. Loogie and C-Mac are both 9-8.
I am
an ungodly disgusting 10-13. So let's tiebreaker goes to Loogie because C-Mac decided not to show up 2 weeks ago. So Loogie, kick it off.
All right, Ev, everybody likes the Giants, huh? So I'll take the Panthers. They're laying 3 at MetLife against the Giants. We know Sam Darnold stinks. The last 3 games for the Panthers, they played it close. The Giants are a total mess. I think they're going to get blown out 10-14 points. Lay the 3 easy with the Panthers. Jets, Patriots, I'm going to lay the 7 with the Pats. Anytime I could get Belichick and the Patriots against the Jets.
Yeah,
I'm
boy!
Always, yeah, Boomer knows. We're going to lay the 7 there with New England. My third game, I'm going to take the Eagles. They're getting 3 out in Vegas against the Raiders.
Oh, jeez.
Come on, Steve. This looks like a letdown spot to me off a big win last week for the Raiders. Give me the Eagles plus 3. Give me the Patriots minus 7. And the Panthers minus 3. Big Mac, take it away.
Pathetic!
Unfortunately, I don't know how much ground I'm going to be able to make because we both agree on the New York teams. I'm going against both of them. I'm a beaten, broken man. There's just no way around it. The Giants have too many injuries. The left tackle is a killer injury for me. You know, coming off the edge, the Panthers are good. There's a lot of speed there.
Dude,
I just think there's
the Panthers.
They're going to lose.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, shocking. Wow, I think the Giants are going to lose. They've lost more than anybody else in the last 5 years. They're missing the entire wide receiving core and the left tackle. God forbid, I think the Giants aren't going to show up on Sunday.
They suck.
You know what? The Giants are worse.
Oh, good for you.
Giants minus 3. And then, yeah, in New England, the Jets, let's be honest.
How about that?
Minus 7. I'm not going to even get into why. The third game, I'm going to take Texans.
Thank God for drugs.
Arizona plus 18.5. That is just a crazy number to me. And here's the main reason I'm taking it.
I'll piss.
Trap game. Cardinals play the Packers in 4 days on Thursday Night Football.
Oh my God.
Off a Cleveland game that, you know, the only undefeated team in football, and they were still underdogs going into Cleveland. They came up big in that game, and they have the Packers in 4 days on Thursday Night Football. I just think the Texans are going to figure out a way to keep it close. Give me the Texans plus 18.5. So I got the Carolina, New England, and Texans plus 18.5.
No music.
All right.
Very good.
Ran out of music. Here's the second thing.
Thank you.
Nicely produced.
The Giant Panther game is so tough, man, because
is that a new report or an old report?
I kind of trust Craig right now. He's had a feel for this Giants season all year, and it's very, very impressive.
Can't wait!
I do think that last week, watching a little bit of the Carolina game, there are moments where Sam shows you his potential. I mean,
that doesn't make sense.
8-yard drive with about 2 minutes to go was impressive.
All right, sir.
I think the reason I'm just going to end up taking the Giants is that they're not this bad. You know what I mean? Like, defensively, they're not this bad. We've talked about it. They've had so many dropped interceptions this year. And I think that eventually, you're not going to just drop every pick that's in your hands, especially if Sam gives you 4 or 5 opportunities.
Oh, good for you.
And also, Jones over the last 6 quarters has been dreadful. I expect a bounce-back performance from him.
You suck.
And I don't know. I just don't think we're sitting here Monday talking about billboards. So give me the Giants getting the 3 at home against Carolina.
Boo this man!
Game number 2 with the Jets. I went over these numbers earlier. They're ridiculous. The last 5 games they've played in Foxborough, here are the final scores. 28-14, 30-14, 38-3, 26-6, and 41-3.
This guy sucks.
They have been outscored on average 32-8. But they're coming off a bye. Mike LaFleur has had all day and week to figure out a competent offensive game plan for this young quarterback and an offensive line that's been okay at times.
What are they doing?
Give me the points. They're not going to win, but you know what? Accidentally, they'll keep this game close.
Thank you, sir.
Final game. I'm going to take Atlanta against the Dolphins for a couple of very simple reasons. Number one, the Dolphins decided on their own. This was their decision. And by the way, Atlanta's laying 2.5. The Dolphins decided not to have a bye this week. In case you're wondering, like, hey, why are the Dolphins playing? They were just in London. I thought you have a bye every time you come back from London.
Suck a dick!
The Dolphins, I haven't heard that one in a while. The Dolphins said on their own, we don't need a bye. They need a bye. Their quarterback sucks. I know he played all a little bit better last week. They're flirting openly with Deshaun Watson. Atlanta's a little bit healthier now with the receivers coming back. They're coming off a bye. So, you know what? I think this Dolphins season becomes a bigger dumpster fire. Give me Atlanta laying the 2.5 in Miami against the Dolphins. So I'll go Jets plus 7, Giants plus 3, and we'll wrap it up with Atlanta laying the 2.5, our week 7 picks in the NFL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.